Do you all know the difference between awareness and consciousness or not? By now, can you understand the difference between awareness and consciousness or not? Can? Ah, good. Michael, try.
Yeah, from what I read, the difference between consciousness and awareness, to be conscious is just a state of being aware. But to be conscious, it does not mean that we are aware.
That is the correct one.
Yeah.
You can be conscious of life, no, but you are not aware inside. Do you know that? Well, a lot of you all wake up, you're conscious, isn't it? Correct or not? Conscious of what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile feel and think. But are you aware inside? You seldom have sati, understand? You think a lot, understand? But the one that is aware is not only conscious, no. He is aware and yet he knows the form and mind can be conscious. And when he is conscious, his mind doesn't move one, no. Like the Buddha said, in the seeing is only the seeing consciousness. Means that pure consciousness before the content go in. You understand? That is pure perception without word. And you want to call that awareness? Okay, fair enough. Understand? But the moment you put in the content, which most people without the Dhamma understanding and training, immediately they perceive, immediately the thought going, immediately their habitual tendencies stir and react. Understand? Because you got like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant sense experience, and you are so conditioned. Understand? To like this, don't like that. That creates the delusion that actually prevent you all from being aware. That's why I say, after you get lost from here, the pure awareness, you come out to here, you forgot that there is this nature. Because after you are born, when you have this, you don't have brain, you don't have memory. Your brain is like still very pure, nothing inside there. No cunningness, nothing. Then no views, opinion, conditioning, and belief system. No education, no knowledge. That's why very pure. The baby, newborn, very cute, very nice. Nothing else. But uncomfortable, cry. They know. Understand? And need food, cry. Well, these are nature's instinct. When you live with this, you can feel. It's natural instinct. The form and mind is like that. When you age, you got this problem, your senses fail you. Even now, you can feel it. Like Yun Chai, when the bee stung, that is what they call first noble truth suffering. Understand? You don't call that disease. That one is what? Stung by a bee is what? Injury. But a poisonous bee. Understand? So when that one, I heard from her personally, Bertil. Yun Chai at the back. He told me Bertil cannot meditate. Because so intense, understand? Then Sui say, hey, blessing in disguise. Oh. This noble truth of dukkha is to be understood, aware. But the next morning he told me, luckily can sleep. Understand? Sleep, subconscious and unconscious. No need to be aware. But if you try to be aware without the wisdom, you know what happened? The consciousness inside with the content, you perceive. Perceive what? Bee stung, got poison, bunka already. You attach to all this aggregate of mind. All the perception trigger of what? Fear, worry, anxiety, understand? Dislike. This is how Dhamma happened in your body, understand? But you all go through all this without knowing it, understand? Just say, oh, you terrible, next time be careful, don't get stung. Then next time you fall sick, very miserable, better keep healthy. Prevention is better than cure. You only know like that, understand? But when it happens, you are not aware. When you are aware, I can tell you, that so-called sensation, which is you call pain or whatever, or bengka or what, that thing is actually moment to moment or not. But I saw. And I have the awareness. Actually, if I stay with it, it doesn't affect me. But this thing is what they call the existential world. So the existential world, this consciousness keep on arising on. You know, it is moment to moment. But there is such thing as life, understand or not? When you continuously aware, you think you can live life or not? But that thing is bothering you, understand? Although you got no suffering, like for my kid, I know, before the doctor come, before I receive any help or any medication or whatever to heal, I need to endure, understand not? So I endure. I won't complain, understand? Because the Dhamma is such, when you have disease, sickness, ignorance or what, injury or what, I always use this word, you have two choices. Yeah. But this one is not in the Dhamma book one. The Buddha never say this. Two choices means what? Accept the reality and be at peace. How many people can do? Huh? Without the Dhamma, you cannot do one. The other way is attach, grab like normal heedless people that don't have the understanding and complain and become miserable. So which one you choose? Of course, first one, but you cannot do it all. So you end up, nature choose for you. You end up miserable. That's why most people, without the Dhamma, the real Dhamma, not knowledge. Knowledge can talk, cannot leave it on. Understand? So this is where the difference is. Thank you, Michael. Luckily, you try to answer. Now you understand. To be aware and to be conscious are two different things. A person who is conscious, the input of the content of consciousness in already, then the thought inside there already. The one that is aware with the awareness one, pure seeing, pure perception. No content, no description, nothing. That's why most of the time you are inside, if you are with your nature, you aware one. So when you pay attention, actually that moment of attention without word that time aware, but that is split second only, understand? You know, most of the time you recognize the word already, understand? Or you recognize what you perceive already. Then you are trying to absorb what people talk and what people say, or enjoying the music and the whole thing. So you create your own fantasy or what you like to perceive. Then the memory is so conditioned. That's why I say, whatever that is rigid, there is no Dhamma. Understand? What is memory? Rigid one, understand? You see something you don't like, spur already. Then sometimes it becomes so habitual, so mechanical. You know. All this you do is like very mechanical. That's why Krishnamurti like to use the word mechanical. Mechanical means like the gear system and all of that. All very mechanical. Like your handphone, you touch one button, it will perform. It's not you controlling it, you know, understand? It's like voluntary action. Involuntary action. It's mechanical. You hit the knob, pump the leg, come out. So all this, when you have the Dhamma, you can investigate and you can understand why the human form is like that. Why the form and mind is like that. Then you understand who are you, what are you. Because it's not a permanent, unchanging entity. And this one is dependent originating, condition arising, causal phenomena. And to understand this, not easy. Without sati, cannot. But those who have the wisdom and the understanding, they can try to use word to explain to you, understand not? Like the way I explain to you why form is unreal, dependent originating, that one is very good, isn't it? The table. Is it real? Then how did it arise? Through causes and conditions, isn't it? But do you realize in the Theravada texts, they never give this type of example or other type of example. Why? Because during that time, no writing, nothing. Then those disciples, I think they are with the Buddha very long, they understand what he say and mean. So that is the reason why a lot of things is like the example I used to give to Kayamita. Those who have followed me, let's say, about between 2008, I think most of them are about 12 to 20 years. Okay? So you're familiar with what I share, understand or not? Build the example I give you. So this one, let's say, no website, not recorded. Okay? So you all know, understand or not? Then after I'm gone, how to pass down? Brother Teo say this, Brother Teo say that. The word is there, no? But subject to interpretation, no? And different kayamita at different stage of program interpret differently, no? Then, later on, the first line one gone already. Second line one is like, I ask you to pass a message down. 10 person become very different already. Because no writing, nothing. So when you pass down, let's say the Buddha 100%, first line disciple maybe very good one, got 80-90%, okay? But after the first line, the next follow maybe 30 only. Some didn't even have 10. Because they are not that one that has the past cultivation on, you understand? So by the time it reached 2,000 over years later, you expect the teaching to still be there. So this is why the teaching has lost its authentic understanding. That's why it's no longer as potent as what it used to be. During the Buddha's time, from the Jataka story and all things, or recorded history, you realize that very easy to become enlightened, no? Fire sermon, whatever sermon, anatta lakkhana, a lot of enlightenment. No? So during the Buddha's time, when the true teaching is there, he is there to guide and teach, that's why it can happen. But over the year, subject to interpretation and all those things, what will happen? It lost its authentic value, understand or not? Then it cannot trigger off already. You know? So you look at the way the Dhamma has evolved. During the time of the Buddha to become enlightened so easy. You know? Then I remember in the 1980s, I got some of this book. I think somebody, Vipassana Society, gave to me. I think from Burma one. I read. Yuan Chan, yes.
But Brother, they had the first council.
Yes.
Meeting after Buddha died, and so all his teachings were recorded.
Recorded as what? Through chanting, understand? No word yet. There is no writing yet, understand? Understand, Yuan Chan?
I thought they recorded on leaves.
No writing yet at that time.
Oh.
Only 300 years after the Buddha, then they start to record them. So, luckily for chanting. Chanting preserved, like school song, understand not? You keep on singing, keep on singing, keep on singing. It's still, the words are there. But by the time it reached, what our society is, the interpretation by the commentators or commentary authors, like Buddha Gosa, others, a lot of things run already, understand not? So what happened is, the easiest to understand is, like one of my teachers tell me, he said, if this teaching was still true and authentic, there should be a lot of enlightened beings there. True or not? Logical or not? But why are we not seeing this, he said. Then I was surprised, in the year 1980, the Vipassana Society printed a lot of books. One of the books I saw, now, I mean during that time, Very difficult to find enlightened being. You can find even a sotapanna, you very, very lucky. You like strike lottery. Why is the situation become like that? So I give you another example, you understand. Like science, technology. When scientists have a breakthrough, you know how fast they progress. Like our recent technology revolution, 40 years now, we have advanced so much. But why our history of human life on this planet, I mean recorded one, 5,000 over years only, you know. And don't talk about 5,000 years now. 1960, we are still so backward now. You realize or not? Almost 4,000 over years, we are still backward now. But only the last four decades, or six decades, we have advanced so much. Why? Because they discovered all this theory. After Einstein, another one. Then after all the famous scientists, now it's innovation. All the IT people, all the scientists, researchers, they come up with so much of this understanding. Because they have discovered new theory, not hypothesis. And all this theory, when you get it right, that's why you look at the way our society is, the scientific law, understand? Uto niyama and bija niyama, they progress. That's why a lot of new discovery, a lot of very talented people. Why is the spiritual law, until now, less and less, less and less, less and less? Until now, they say you hardly can find one. Means what has been passed down is no longer what it is, understand? Due to a couple of reasons. So you understand this, then you will know why, if you want to learn the real one, you must really find somebody who have the understanding. But it's not easy to find. Really not easy to find. You must have the karmic condition, affinity.